Hi y'all, welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And today we have a very special guest with us. She was on the Love is Blind season 7. Yay. Alex in the building. Alex Bear.
I'm sure you guys have seen her. The Love is Blind stuff has been everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to get away from it even if you tried. So yeah. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure like when we talk about, I talked about watching Love is Blind, I'm pretty sure everybody in the comments was like, you know, we know about this.
Yeah, we know. No, everybody. No, yeah. Literally in my DMs the other day, someone was like, I need y'all to do a review of Love is Blind. And I wanted to comment and be like, little do you know.
Right. Literally.
We got the inside scoop right now.
Right. It's coming. We don't really like to tell people what guests we're having on, like, until they come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like bad juju.
I guess. Are you excited to be here?
Yes. So excited.
You flew in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From where?
D.C.
Okay, D.C. And that's where the show was filmed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Well, part of the show was filmed in L.A., and then we went to Mexico, and then we came to D.C.
Oh, wait, so the filming was filmed in L.A.? Like,
yeah,
the pod?
The pods are here.
Oh. So explain to viewers who have not seen Love is Blind or have heard of it, like, explain to them what that is exactly.
The experiment. What's
like,
the experiment?
What is, like, you know, how would you explain Love is Blind to someone who's never seen it?
Okay, so Love is Blind is basically, essentially, 15 women, 15 men go in a room individually and talk with a wall.
Yeah.
You don't know what this person looks like. You're not really supposed to say. You can. They say if you want to, but it kind of
really?
Defeats. Yeah, they just said it just defeats the whole purpose.
So they say that you are allowed to give details about how you're looking.
You are.
Oh,
you
really?
Are to, you are allowed to, but, you know, you try to.
You want to stick to the experiment. Yeah,
right. First thing I'd ask, how big is your dick?
Right. No, literally, I swear to God. Things
on
that matter.
On a centimeter inch ratio, right. Would you say you compare it to a remote or a shrimp?
Right. That's the things that I would like
yeah,
to
you
know
can
well.
You can pretty much ask anything. They encourage just whatever you
really?
Want. But they do give you a like a notebook, and every day they give you a set of questions like, oh, today you can talk about this, politics, sex, finances, right. All that stuff.
So she's in. You're basically in the pod, and like you're talking to a wall, but on the opposite end of that wall is a potential suitor.
Correct.
Basically. Mm-hmm. How is the vetting process of that? Like, how did you even like come across even
getting onto it?
Yeah. Getting onto the show.
So a girlfriend of mine almost did the Dallas season. Uh-huh. And she didn't make it all the way there, but she knew one of the producers. Mm-hmm. And when they found out they were coming to D.C., she was like, oh.
You Alex. Should do this.
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Mind
cool.
y'all, I forgot to say a little something. Me and Alex met years ago when we both were auditioning. It's an audition thing. If y'all remember, I worked at Penthouse, and, like, it's crazy. It's a crazy audition. Like, the line be out the door to, like, bartend or do bottle service or do TSA or any of those things. We literally met one time, and, like, I don't know if you remember, but I remember everything from, like, that. And, like, we were just, like...
We were there for, like, 6 hours.
We were there for 6 hours, so we really was, like, this is my girl.
Were y'all line besties?
We were literally in line besties the whole time.
We were. The first time I walked in, you were just saying something crazy, and I was like, this bitch is funny. I'm gonna sit with her.
Honestly. And you know what's funny? She actually said that to me. She was like, you're funny. I'm sitting here.
Right.
And I was like, thanks. But that literally been the same ever since, and we've been following each other on... literally Instagram ever since that one meeting. And when I was watching Love is Blind, I was like,
hold on.
I know her.
That is so
I was
funny.
Like, isn't that crazy?
That is genuinely crazy. That's really some LA stuff though.
That
like
is some
stuff
is.
Like that really? Always happens in it LA. Is. You'll see somebody you know just like on a random show or like in a random place. But.
Yeah, literally. So when you went there and you got the prize, like, so did you know off the back when they were like, all right, this is what we're going to do? Like, was it like a whole, like, so it was easy for you?
So the first day you do.
Must be nice being so pretty.
Thank you. You don't know who you're going to be paired with. Mm-hmm. And you also don't know who you're walking into the room to speak to.
Right.
So the first day you talk to every single person individually, it's like speed dating. Mm-hmm. So you get 10 minutes. And then after that, your dates get cut, like the amount of people you see. So you automatically go from 15 to 8.
Because
oh, really?
You're like, okay, I for sure don't want to talk to them
They
again.
Give you a paper and you just write
right.
your top 15. But if you don't write someone's name, they're like, you're never going to see that person again. So they encourage you to write everyone's name because you never know who might have you ranked.
Right.
And then each day, that's how people start getting removed.
Okay, I have a question. So they don't really show how long, like, because I'm like, I don't know how long y'all be in the pods for, like, how long? Because it looked like it'd be like 5, 10, 15 minutes. How long do y'all get to be in the pods?
Yeah.
Like, per dates, I guess.
First day is 10 minutes, and the last date was 5 hours.
Oh, damn.
Five hours?
5 hours, then you have a night date. too.
I would want to go. I would. I think 5 hours would be too much for me.
To be in, confined in those four walls?
You think that, but they take away your phone. Right. You don't have access to TVs. Mm-hmm. You have nothing.
Really?
It's like, what, you're going to go back to the hotel room and twiddle your thumbs?
Okay,
like,
wait. That was another random question. I have random questions. Like, I feel like these aren't questions that people normally ask, but like, I genuinely am so curious. So like, you just said the hotel room. So are you guys not all sleeping there?
We all have different hotel rooms. So there's like the women have a hotel room.
Oh, okay.
The men have a hotel room. And then.
But are the girls in a hotel room together? No. Everybody's in their own separate room. And,
wow. Because they don't want us to talk or, you know, everything needs to be on camera.
And the only time you guys interact is when you guys go into that room.
Right.
That, the girls together. Quarters. The women, what is it called?
Women's
quarters. Women's quarters. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, wow. So wait, y'all have to travel to that area?
It's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. That is so interesting because I always just wonder behind the scenes type stuff. Like, I was like, are they sleeping in like rooms, like bad girls?
I always thought that too. And then I'm like, how they be getting food?
Right.
Like,
I think they did that the first season.
Mm-hmm. And all sleeping together.
Yeah, like.
And they probably was
They
fighting.
Said they had a lot of people. I read an article, I think it was like 50 people.
Mm. Oh, no.
But now, of course, over time, now it's like, okay, individual hotel rooms.
Wow.
So you did your research.
Oh, just for that. Because I was like, where are we sleeping?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I want to know.
Yeah, so you auditioned for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
6 months.
And you knew what the show was? Like, you were like, I know what the show is I'm signing up for? Because I know sometimes they'll be like, yeah, you can be a part of this show, and it's I'll tell you kind of what it is, but, like, you don't know exactly all the details. You knew exactly what show you were
going to I kind of am a fan. I really loved season one. I think everyone can say they love
season
one. I love
season three.
I forgot which season I really liked.
Season three with Cole. Remember I like Cole?
Cole.
I hated that girl. He was
the cutie scene.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my, the little tangerine things. I'm like, oh my goodness.
See, Cole. I would know if I saw. I'm not a good name person. I've never been a good name person. Mm-hmm. I like what is the one where the guy who was at y'all reunion.
Marshall.
He was
season four.
I liked season four. Liked season four. That
season
one was
four
messy.
Was their favorite. They
really?
Always say like season one and season four are their favorite.
They had
the most couples that got married that season.
Oh, exactly. That's why they like it. Yeah.
I thought it was weird, like, because I did watch your season, but like, I felt like your season was like nobody was getting together, and I was like, bro, what the? Where are the weddings? Like, but
they were like, we ain't lasting. Two people ended up
married.
Couples, yeah.
Oh wow, that's so interesting.
I'm like, at least wait till like y'all get to the altar because I want to see the dramatics and then the no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They was cutting people off too early.
They was cutting people off in a week.
Like the Leo guy.
Oh, yeah, no, they didn't even let them even go.
I don't know why they didn't let Leo and Brittany go.
Honestly, it would have been entertaining because I would have loved to see that.
Money was falling off because why didn't they get their flight?
Look, exactly. Literally. They're like, we don't get our own flight. But how, so you going on that pot, you going to do this experiment, that must mean the dating scene in D.C. is like absolutely trash.
It's horrible.
It's horrible? Is it worse than L.A.?
I wouldn't say it's worse than L.A.
Okay.
I think
terrible.
It's just different.
Right.
Like LA, when I lived here, LA, it was just like, I don't feel like I was getting catcalled as much. Just as a thing, like guys won't really come in for me, I guess. But in DC,
they'll hunt you down, break your neck.
Right, but they're not wifing you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Or they might wife you with 3-4 other girls.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
just like, it's
messy.
It's just messy.
That is very
You have a lot of options there.
Unpopular opinion. Like when I'm feeling rough, I love a good catcall.
What? Like you're like, oh yeah, please
Yeah, please. Hey,
literally.
Little mama, I'm like, what's up?
It just makes you feel like you're so good.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I actually
like
raggy,
but you're trying it.
I hate getting catcalled, but like sometimes if I don't, I'm like, damn, am I
best? Exactly.
And that's how I felt. I'm like, hell, not one.
Right. Yeah. Nobody, not even the guy at the gas station. Like,
exactly.
Hello.
Damn, like, if we're I'm here. Girl, I'm fine. Nowhere else. I know the gas station gonna come through.
Right. Right.
That exactly. So with the girls in the pods, like I noticed that you guys will like call each other best friend. Like when I watched the reunion, people would be like, she's like my best friend.
I hated that.
Sorry. And I was like, are y'all really like best? Like, okay. For instance, when I watched the show and that girl, Hannah, was talking about
Katie.
Mm-hmm. And she was
my best friend.
Yeah. And she was telling Nick. And she was telling Nick, she was like, that's like my best friend, Nick. And I was like, is that really like your best friend? Like, can you get that close?
I will say they were really close in the pods.
Okay.
Her, Marissa, and Hannah was like the three musketeers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I called girls my best friends in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
In the pods.
Like, oh, yeah, like my pod besties.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but I still have my best friends. That
like my real best friends.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But like, we're definitely all close. I mean, you go through that experience, you're just like.
And only y'all know that experience.
Exactly.
Before we get into some really toxic topics. Let's take a shot.
Okay, please. Yes, let's.
Okay, so I already poured it.
Gracias with a straw is crazy.
Okay, because I put Red Bull in mine.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I want
a little Red Bull. I really do appreciate you taking your time out.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Pretend we're cheersing.
Okay.
You know what's crazy? I didn't have enough time, but I wanted to get those little like gold cups because that's iconic with Love Is Blind. They've had it since season one.
She told me I would have brought some.
Oh, you have some? I can guarantee.
They have those on everything. Love Is Blind, Love Island, everything.
Yeah, why do they do that?
They do it for editing purposes, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that you can't see how much, like if you got to cut something and your drink is there and then
it's
there.
It's going to look a little weird.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Mm. Were you lit at like, you know what? This is probably like jumping ahead, but were you lit that first night in Cabo?
I was lit, but I wasn't drunk.
Okay.
We were definitely, everybody had been drinking.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
Wait, is that the night that you got into it with, what's his face?
Uh-huh.
Tim?
Oh, his name's Tim. Not what's his face.
It's okay.
Okay, so you were drunk. Everybody was drunk.
No, I wasn't. I wouldn't say I was drunk, but I was definitely tipsy.
No,
for sure.
when there was one, because I paid attention to you the most, because obviously you're going to be here. So when I binge watched it literally like, 2 days.
Yeah.
So I binge watched it. I told her that. She was like, please watch the episodes.
Literally.
So I binge watched it. I was paying attention to you the most. And there was one part when you were on the couch in Cabo and you were like, it was one little movement. And I was like, she's lit. And then like, so I just wanted to ask that. But going into like, I just want to say, first off, I feel like y'all weren't shown enough.
No.
And I feel like a lot of things y'all had to like rehash on camera that wasn't shown. Was there a reason for that? Like, was it?
It kind of made me upset because I felt like they didn't even give me any backstory. I was like, you guys don't even know who I am. I'm just this girl who's crying every 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And like, like, damn, what else do I have more to offer? But yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea why they cut it like that. But.
Wow.
So do you feel like, okay, starting from the beginning of the pod, because I feel like they shipped every single body in the first two episodes.
So like, what do you mean shipped?
Like they, you could tell who was going to end up with each other.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like you could tell. I kind of wanted you to have like a love triangle. Did you have anyone else you were interested in besides Tim?
So I said this before on another interview, but we always said that Ashley and Alex and then Tyler and Tim, it was the four of us. And they tried to make us be against each other.
Oh, really?
But we weren't having it.
Yeah. Okay.
But we were all dating each other like almost to the end.
Ashley,
Alex, Tyler, and Tim. So what, y'all were supposed to like have
so like I was walking? Dating
you no, were dating Tyler too.
I was dating Tyler too, but Ashley was also dating Tim. Okay. Like we were all
I'm sorry, okay. That would have been good. Yeah, I would have loved to see that.
We definitely had a little bit of drama at first because I was like, there was one day where somebody tried to stir the pot and I was like, so are you, what's up with you and Tim?
I
would
have been like, record this.
Right. Camera.
I was like, what's it right now?
I was like, what's up with you and Tim? Well, the cameras were there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what's up with you and Tim? Like, mm-hmm. I've heard he says you feel like home or something. She was like, yeah, he said that, but it's not anything like that or anything. Mm-hmm. And then like she left and another girl was like, yeah, but I know she's probably lying to you right now. So and I was like, literally had a whole mental breakdown. Like, wait.
Yeah.
I have a random question and it is a little messy, but feel free to be honest. So was there...
Feel free to be honest.
Like, is there anybody in the pod that you didn't like? Like, as a person, genuinely, like, you were just like, I just don't like them.
Oh, there was this one guy that didn't get featured that we all could not stand. He lasted 2 days.
I mean the girls.
Oh, the girls. Okay. She's like, let's get to it.
And don't lie.
I would say if anybody I didn't like, it would probably happen after the pods. Mm-hmm. But it was the girls that, like, didn't make it, like, didn't get engaged.
To, like, the final stage.
It was, like, a weird dynamic
that
we had.
Like, what do you feel like the dynamic
I just feel like some girls were, I don't want to say they were jealous, but it felt like some kind of jealousy.
Like, animosity. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, because, what, they weren't going on?
Yeah, they didn't get engaged. Like, they didn't get picked. Yeah. They got dumped, and then we got, you know, so.
Who do you think felt that way? I'm just wondering.
There's just like, I mean, the girls, they just weren't featured.
Names.
They weren't featured.
Oh, they weren't even shown.
They weren't even shown.
They weren't even
shown. You wouldn't even know if I say their names.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
It's literally the girls that didn't get engaged.
I'd be like, where's the drama? I feel like your season didn't have enough drama.
You know, but it's because I feel like that they're older. Like, they're, we're all around the same age. So, like, I honestly appreciated that because it's more realistic. And it's like, these are really actually genuine people wanting to be in a relationship and not just do it just for, like, the fame or the clout.
Yeah.
But it's like, these are real people who is like, you know, once you get in the dating scene in your 30s, it got piss in it. So it's just like, this really does, like, balance it out and give you a legitimate opportunity to really get to know somebody. So it's like, it's kind of like a cheat code to it, but it's like, I can see why it was more mature because the people were older. You know?
I mean, I do understand that, but at the end of the day, it is reality TV.
Yeah,
we like, here to watch something.
Yeah. So did like, you? And you, you said that you told them that that's not going to happen. So you had any say so in how production like put it out?
Like we had a situation where we all did our confessional.
So before we get into the episode, we want to shout out our sponsor for today, Via Hemp.
Yes, we do. And Via Hemp, we've been actually using these products for a little bit now. I think about 2 months for me. And I've been using their CBD gummies before bedtime, which they have so many options, you guys. They have things with THC, without THC. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, especially for me because I am a CBD lover.
Yeah.
I've been doing it every night before bed. It's been helping me get my rest. Nice, long, cozy slumber. I couldn't ask for anything more. They have amazing flavors. They have easy shipping. And they make sure they get to your door.
Yeah, they are. And they're actually really good, too. Like, you know, I've tried other brands before, and, like, the flavor just isn't there. Like, it always goes well, and it honestly helps me with the restlessness, especially because the summer is approaching, and I'm just, like, I feel like I'm doing so much now. I just need to, like, I just need a little extra, like, help relaxing. I love them. They are great flavors, made with vegan and organic ingredients, is the only lifestyle hemp brand. They also have zero THC products, and their products range from 0 mg to 100 mg of THC.
Head to viahemp.com and use code BEHINDTHELIKES to receive 15% off plus one free sample of their award-winning gummies. 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use code BEHINDTHELIKES at checkout. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Get the rest you deserve with the dreams from Via.
Like our interviews, and they're like, so Tyler and Tim with Ashley, how do you feel? And I'm like,
oh, nah. So you could have been messy, but you chose.
Yeah, I'm like, right. Nah, it's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a thing. Like, we're all dating, but respectfully.
Yeah. So wait, let's get into Tim.
So, yeah, I want to get into Timothy. Is that his name?
Timothy.
Is it short for Timothy?
Yes.
I got some shit to ask about that. I was trying to keep it cute, but
okay. I have some funny shit to ask too, but this is about the reveal. No. I'm just gonna ask in the beginning. So,
God, the reveal.
Okay.
Do you need another shot?
We can take another shot.
All right, come on.
You know, because I want
the truth,
so.
Bitch. I want the truth.
Yeah, no, I know, right? And you know, I was actually, okay, we're probably foreshadowing as well, but like, I was mad that like, at the reunion, you didn't be like, you made this dress.
Oh, girl.
Because you made the dress.
You made your
dress? She made the dress.
Wait, I'm trying to remember what you wore.
Red dress, and that she made it. And it's just like, that's the time to plug yourself. When they say, what are you getting into? Family, and
you
I made this
clothes?
Dress.
When I tell you, I felt like such an idiot before even saying that. I was like, damn, I should. That's what I've been into. Oh, but so I said it on other publications that we did that night. Uh-huh. They were like, Alex, you forgot to say you made
say
the dress.
Right
and I'm
now.
Like, oh, wow. I made the dress.
Yeah.
She made, I
made
the
dress.
Insert a photo of the dress that she made.
Stop saying insert a photo if you're not going to insert a photo.
I'm always like, we'll insert a video.
Yeah,
we'll insert
a photo.
And
that'd be her job to do.
And then I'd be forgetting.
Cheers,
all right, cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
I might die because I literally have not eaten a thing today.
All right, so Timothy, the reveal, all that.
No, we don't. That was a jump start to the reveal, but that's funny. But
I genuinely do want to know. Can you please tell honestly? Because I realized this season they didn't have people say how they felt at the reveal. I feel like in past seasons they would be like, "So, how do you think they look?" And they would be like, "I'm disappointed. I'm happy." This season was so shameful.
I know they asked
like,
me.
Hannah was like.
They asked me, and I told them, but they didn't show it.
Oh, so what'd you say?
What did you say? You said somebody's hairline.
Did you tell the truth?
$2,500
in Target to get your hairline, by the way.
Oh,
I'm just sorry.
She didn't know. Look, you should know better than that. You know me a little bit.
If you knew better, you knew better.
Okay, so here's the thing. Everybody was like, she didn't like him. We know you didn't like him. Mm-hmm. I will admit, physically, he's not my type. Mm-hmm. However.
That big old noggin. But he gonna headbutt your ass. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm against you. Sorry.
However, I'm not shallow. And we had such a deep connection. I'm not about to be like, ew, you're ugly, bye. And I didn't think he was ugly.
Yeah,
I don't think he was ugly at all. He's just not the type I go for. And I said that. I was like, if I was at a bar, I probably wouldn't go up to him.
Yeah.
But we had that connection. We talked for damn near 20 hours, 30 hours. Right, like, this is my man.
And did you genuinely feel And I please tell the truth. Were you like, I am in love with this person by the time it was over?
By the time?
Not over fully. I mean, by the time y'all had to meet. Mm-hmm. Like, when y'all met for the first time, were you like, damn, I am in love with this person?
I felt like I was.
Okay.
Because there was a scene where he said, I love you. And I said, I'm not going to say it because I don't feel it yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then I didn't say it until I actually felt it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
interesting.
You know what I will say about you? It was you and Brittany, I feel like, weren't as like overly obsessive with the like, I love you. It was that whole,
yeah,
that whole Corey.
Look, Corey, wake up.
Oh my God. What was I saying? I was saying, you and Brittany weren't like overly excessive with what's one of the girls who dated the white man who said he was Ghana?
Monica.
They were just like, Ghana. I love you. It was just, to me, it was like overkill at this point. I was like, why are we like just forcing so much? You were like, when he would say it, you'd be like, love you. I'm like, she keeping it like real in the pot. Yeah, she was like, love, yeah, keeping it real.
No, I did love him, but I wouldn't say I've had deeper love for someone. I will say that. But it was a different type of love. Mm-hmm. Like, I was in love with him, but I feel like previous relationships were kind of like toxic. Like, I'm more obsessive.
More passionate.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want that type. That's not healthy.
Right. No,
that has me banging at your door at 3 in the morning, like, what you doing?
Yeah, you know, like, where you at?
That's the problem. Toxic love feels so exciting and so rushing and so like, oh my God. And then like when you have calm love, you're like, I do love you, but like, where's the thrill of it all?
Right.
Like, you know, so I do feel you on that. But I'm not going to lie. So like there's a lot of things that are foggy for me, but like I do recall watching clips and things and just thinking that he's a narcissist. But I call everybody a narcissist, so I don't know. I call everybody a narcissist.
No, I mean, honestly, rightfully so with men. Mm-hmm. And I also think that like my first initial, before he even like was really shipped with you for real, my first initial reaction to him, I remember him saying he bought this yellow shirt because an ex of his told him not to wear it. So my automatic reaction to him was like, oh, he's petty. Like, he's petty as hell. Like, you're petty as hell. It's like, and then you're going to say that proudly so. Like, I'm like, okay, well.
Like, ill?
That was
my first reaction to him before it was like even like a ship situation between y'all two. And then I'm like, okay. But y'all did work in the pods though. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, I was just literally clearing my throat. I wasn't even asking for your attention. I swear. I was trying to.
What was your initial reaction? Like, did you think he was a narcissist? Like, at that time or watching it back, what did you see?
In that moment?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We have a lot of questions.
It's fine. I wouldn't say I felt like he was a narcissist. I did tell him when we were in Mexico, like the last day, we had another argument and I was like crying and I'm like, I feel like you're just gaslighting the shit out of me. And he's like, I feel gaslit. I was like, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, like, you can't just go tit for tat. No, like, I'm telling you I feel gaslit because of this. Can we address it? And it would
can
never.
Can you tell, so what was, what, do you feel like that was the exact moment where you started kind of being like, this is a little peculiar?
Right after Mexico, I was like kind of questioning a lot of things, but the first day that we met in Mexico, like when cameras left for a little bit, he was like, I just want you to know I'm not myself. I'm really uptight right now because of cameras. I'm just not myself. So just be patient with me. So I was trying to give him grace. Right. I'm like, you know, this isn't the normal situation. Yeah. So let me just be patient.
Right.
But no.
I have a question. I noticed you said a lot that, and in the, you said a lot that, yeah, he cried all the time. So, you know what's funny? Before the reunion, I know exactly what you called him when he said you called me names. I was like, I bet she called him a bitch.
To be fair, I said you're acting like a little ass bitch.
Yeah, no, look. Yeah, no. It makes a difference. I understand. I support women's rights and wrongs. I get it. Like, I understand the acting like.
So, you have basically said you acting like a little bitch.
But that that's also foreshadowing because literally – it got revealed what was said at the reunion. But I knew because nobody's gonna say multiple times that, yeah, you cried a lot. Like y'all were both crying. Do you feel like he kind of like trauma dumped on you a little bit?
So yes and no. Mm-hmm. We kind of trauma dumped a little bit together. Like he would say things like, "Oh, I relate. I had a similar situation," and then we would talk about other things. But I feel like they hyper focused on just like his sister's story.
Right.
It was a big part of our story, but there was other stuff that we talked about.
And honestly, I can't even begin. I only poured one for me. I can't even begin to like empathize enough with him or sympathize with him because that is literally, I can't imagine. I literally can't imagine. You know, I have four older sisters, so I can't even imagine.
It was really, like the type really of pain
that
he's going
through. So it's like, I understand to the extent of like that literally is a part of his identity now. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious as to like, you keep saying that they left a lot of stuff out. What did they leave out? What's something that you wish they would have like showed for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, my personality, reasons why I came to the show, things that I like to take interest in. The reason why we had that painting date is because I went to art school. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our mutual interests that we did. So
right.
It was like little stuff like that.
I want you to show a little bit more about me.
Who am I?
And that's the hard thing about even doing a show like that. Mm-hmm. It's like people know so little about you but are so quick to judge you based off of the only thing they saw. And it's like this little minuscule part of your life. Mm-hmm. And you're like, y'all are tearing me down to the ground and you don't even really know who I am. You're acting like you do, but you don't. And they're like assessing your whole character and all of that. I would assume that's hard because in dating, even with the Hannah situation, me and Shai literally talked about this. With the Hannah situation, how like everybody was like, oh my God, Hannah was so evil and so mean to him. Yes, she was, but I mean, was she wrong? Like, I mean, yeah, she was mean, but she had the ick.
Yeah.
And you know, women, we do that when we have the ick with somebody. It's like, you're icking me out. Like, get it together, bro. Yeah.
We literally talked about this yesterday because I was binge watching. But I was like, okay, like in the beginning, like I would see little clips and I'm like, oh my God, she's like mean as hell.
Yeah.
But I seen like the boiling water clip and I'm like, he's weaponizing his incompetence. So it's like little things like that. And it's just like, she's extreme. I will say she's extreme with her approach, but like, she's literally acting like any single woman, any woman who has the ick or is cringed out by
like
a guy
you don't
that
know
she's
how
dating.
To boil water.
Like, yeah. It's she literally, and it's like, it's just emphasized because she's on national, she's on a reality TV show, but it's like, we have all been in those positions where we've been with a man that we don't like. And every single thing that he
irritates
does
you.
Irritates the hell out of you. Right. Did you feel like at any moment, like you were like that with Tim?
Mm-hmm. Really? Like you're annoying.
I was like walking on eggshells in that relationship.
Really? And why do you think that? I'm curious. Narcissist. No, I'm sorry. This shoe is like literally taking the
she got her Tim on.
I got my beater breeches. No, I'm just kidding. I have to take my shoe off. Sorry.
Just because the lack of communication on his end on what he expected, he kind of just expected me to be a mind reader throughout our relationship. And I wasn't the type of woman that he claimed I was the type of woman that he wanted, but I think he didn't have the tools to handle a woman like me and, you know, kind of lead. It was kind of just like dictating, like you should have known you're supposed to do this shit there, or you should have known you should have did this, or you should. And I'm like,
I feel like.
Like with the whole text message thing, how he had like, he even tried to like put her on blast and like post text messages.
Oh my God.
Wait, you're lying.
Oh my,
no.
Yes.
Yeah. See, she don't even know about all that.
Wait, so is that on what? TikTok?
It was on his story.
It was on Instagram, I think after the reunion, but he was like, yeah, you had went out till 4 a.m. and wasn't texting me back, or what was he saying?
So and he was lying. I was like, first of all, he said, you are U Street. I said, I was on DuPont. and I was out till 2 a.m, not 4.
I'm crying. Let's get the facts straight.
And I called you because you're my fiance, and who else is supposed to come get me? You. But yeah, I had a girls' night. One girls' night. And it was the night that he met my friends. I had not seen my friends in like 3 weeks, and I'm like, no, we're going out tonight.
And it's hella stuff going on. You want to catch up and tell them what's
exactly.
Right. And I don't want you around to hear it.
And literally two nights before, he went out with his guy friends. When we met his friends, I said, babe, go out tonight. You haven't seen your friends. Go out. Right. And one of them came in from Georgia. I was like, I'll go to my apartment. You go to your house, hang out with them, do what you want.
What time did he come in?
He stayed at his house that night. So I went to my apartment. So they give us, for context, they give us a shared apartment.
Right.
And so I had my apartment at the Wharf in D.C. and he lived in Laurel. Mm-hmm. So whenever certain nights, or if he had to like get up early, sometimes he'd be like, I'm just going to go to my house because I don't want to have to deal with that traffic.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. So that night I was like, you go to your house. I'm just going to go back to my apartment.
Right.
That's no worries.
So basically he had tried to say that you weren't replying to him, and then he had posted the text messages trying to prove that you didn't respond to him.
The thing I didn't respond to is I went to work, bartender, you know. I literally got home at like 4 a.m. I passed out.
Right.
We had been filming all day. And then I texted him at like 9 a.m. Like, he had texted me, hey, did you make it in? I'm like, yes, I did. My bad. Like, I went straight to my apartment. I didn't go back to the shared apartment.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I will say, you still could have texted, though. Because I'm sorry. Because at the end of I can't believe this. But at the end of the day, like, you get in the car, you have your phone on you, you still could have texted. I understand that it's literally, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, No, mind you, when I was, I'm the same way. I get it, but I'm also a bartender too, and it's just like I'm looking at my phone. It's like, all right, let me remember to text this person. Yeah. You know? But also, being in a relationship, it was kind of like beaten to my goddamn head, damn near. Like, where's that text at?
Yeah, if you're on the way home from work.
If you're on the way home, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real.
You'd be like, hey, on the way home from work, you know, whatever.
So do you feel like in that moment, like, did you regret not texting him at that moment? Or are you just like, it is what it is?
I mean, I understand. It wasn't that part.
Deep, yes.
It's like a thing, but it's not
fine.
A thing.
And I'm like, okay, my bad. I forgot to text you one time.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
Literally, we've been together for what? Not even a month.
Yeah.
We're still learning each other. Okay, my bad.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like that could have been communicated. But for that to be like one of the reasons why breaking up, I was like, all right.
It was like he was looking for shit.
So yeah. Like,
yeah. No, that, because like, it's like, okay, you could have did it, but if you didn't, okay, you could tell me once, maybe tell me twice. I'll get it right eventually. But like, for you to post the text and be like, "See,
that's actually crazy." Here. I didn't even know he posted the text. That's insane.
He posted so many text messages of us, like screenshots of like, "Oh, she's supposed to be wifey material."
Ew.
Like what?
What was the things he felt like you weren't wifey material about? Bash him.
And for also context, the reason why he did that was right after we filmed the reunion. And so I think he was freshly upset about everything and just...
He looked mad as hell at that reunion. He went... I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, he looked pissed, but also I feel like that's when I saw his mask kind of slip off.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw him and I kind of was like...
I saw it slip off at the breakup.
Oh, yeah. No, the breakup for sure, because that he went hella hard.
The way he
was like, I never want to see you again.
Wild.
Was like, damn.
Everyone was like, did we miss something? No, there was no other fight. That was what you saw.
Okay. That was weird.
It
was
weird. I have something funny about that. The fact that you were eating in the middle of the breakup.
Oh, so hungry. Literally,
you said,
she said,
I was so hungry.
It's like that TikTok when he's breaking up with you with these fries just hitting.
What was it, Nando's or something?
And you know, yes, it was Nando's. and you know,
like, my Nando's is hitting.
That's an ad for Nando's. One of the things that they didn't show is that day, that was the same day that I think Tyler and Ashley had talked about him having kids. So Tim was...
Shy's so funny. Tim, she knows how I feel face. About that situation.
Don't
hide.
We're
going to get into that.
Tim and I believe Garrett were with Tyler, like, talking to him, trying to figure out what's going on, because Ashley had left for like a day or two. So
TT.
I didn't even know what was going on. Mind you, I just got my tags reinstated. Like, they expired while I was in LA. So I finally got my tags reinstated, and then I was like, wait, let me check on one of my tires. And I had a flat tire, and I'm calling him and he's not answering. And I'm like, okay, I changed my tire by myself. Like,
oh hell, absolutely not.
Changed my tire, got back to our shared apartment and did filming. And I'm like, yeah, I'm starving. I just changed my tire. Like, and he's like, oh, I was trying to tell you to check on your pressure. Well, why was I the one changing the tire?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so you're saying that you were starving and that, like, that just happened that day.
I had just finished changing a tire.
Oh, okay. And then you got broken up with.
And right then I got dumped and it was Halloween night and like, I bought us matching costumes. I was so pissed. I'm like, you're breaking up with me on my favorite holiday. You too.
Literally, I thought we were going to have fun tonight.
I'm have a good time.
Did you go out after? No lie. Before we continue the episode, I just want to take a second to talk about Nutrafol, because fall is upon us. We can let our hair down again after a hot summer. If you've noticed your hair is shedding more than usual, it could have something to do with the tight braids or ponytails you're wearing over the last few months, or all of the sun your hair was exposed to. This fall is the perfect time to add Nutrafol into your daily routine and improve your hair health.
Nutrafol is number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so no one size fits all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout the different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician formulated with 100% drug-free ingredients. Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Behind the Likes. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Behind the Likes. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Behind the Likes.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I was so upset.
Really? I would have still went out.
Mm-mm.
I would have got so drunk.
When he left, she still popped that french fry in that mouth. She was like, well.
You see me at the end texting. I'm texting the group chat like, this man got me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did see you texting.
Yeah, I was going off in the group chat.
Okay, quick question. So this is what I really want to know, because this is what really bothers me about Love is Blind. It's the Ashley and Tyler situation. And I know that's your homegirl.
Love
like,
Ashley.
Y'all still kick it.
Love Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Was just out.
You love Ashley. Mm-hmm. So, like, y'all
I think
got...
she's a sweetheart, too, though.
Yeah, y'all got close after... y'all got close after the show, like, even closer. Cause y'all both live
We were closer right after Cabo.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
And then we've been close this entire year.
So, question. So, obviously, there's the whole situation with Tyler and the kids. Mm-hmm. And... basically, Tyler said on the show, he told her, he said, look, there is something I need to tell you about. I had some kids in a sperm donating situation, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's what it is. I have some kids, but they're sperm donor kids. The baby mama, who is mm-hmm. a lesbian, came out publicly and said, mm-hmm. one of our kid was a sperm donor kid, but... Our twins are not mm-hmm. sperm donor kids. Our twins are because we had sex with each other because we wanted to get freaky deaky. So Tyler basically did not disclose that to Ashley, and the baby mama continued to post all the receipts of like, no, here's the Christmas pictures. Here's he's at the events. So, he is an active father. Mm-hmm. And the grandmamas was stepping into it saying, yes, these are his children. He claims it's because of his kids. He doesn't claim them as his sperm donor kids. There's photos to prove it.
Yeah.
On top of that, he had said on one episode, he had said, yeah, that last Christmas I was at home chilling, something. Come to find out, quiet that it's kept. Quiet as it's kept, he was actually with his children in matching PJs on Facebook. So now it's a whole discourse because mm-hmm. Ashley is sticking beside her man.
That's my man, and I'm sticking beside
him. Yeah, she's sticking beside her man, and she is saying it was a situation that got out of control, and, you know, we have talked about this, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think that that's some bullshit. Honestly, I do.
What do you think is BS?
I think it's bullshit that he had these children, and whether they were the first one was a sperm donor child or whatever, whether the situation turned into a mess or not, at the end of the day, you were in those children's lives. You stepped up as their biological father. You were there taking care of them. You were in their life. They knew you as their father. Mm-hmm. And then you decided to step down when you went on a reality show, or even before, I don't know, regardless of when you did it, you stepped down, which from my perspective, I feel like your friend is, you know, she's taking her man's side, but at the end of the day, he's being a piece of shit. Mm. And you can't be in a child's life as their father and then just wake up one day and say, you know what, never mind, I'm not going to be your dad anymore because I'm about to move on with my life.
Yeah.
So I think that's bullshit. And then also on top of it, it's like, I know Ashley is sticking beside her man, but quite personally, I wouldn't even stick by nobody's side like that. Mm-hmm. I personally can't even deal with a man who is not there for his children. Yep. I just spoke to a man last night, and he told me he had a child, and I said, do they have a room at your house? Because to me, it's such a big thing. Mm-hmm. If a man has a child and they only got a bedroom at their mama house and they don't have one at their house, like their dad's house,
it's very telling of how
you are as a parent. So to me, just as a woman, I could never stick by any man's side mm-hmm. who could wake up one day and choose to not be there for his children. I think it's very strange. And that's your friend. And you know, this is my best friend. Yeah. And I feel like if her and I were in a similar situation, let's say Shai was, you know, in love with a man and they were married and, you know, she's sticking by her man and her man one day woke up and decided he didn't want to be a parent, I would say you're a bird. I would tell her straight up to her face, like, you're a bird. So mm-hmm. have you done that? I have not. No, but for real though.
No, I have not called Ashley Bird.
That's my last name.
Right, that's my last name. You know, it's so funny. Somebody put in the comments, they're like, Alex Bird and Ashley the Bird. And I was like, damn. Oh, damn.
Y'all just, look, got me there.
So how do you feel about that?
Honestly, it is a very sticky situation. To be fair, I am finding out a lot of the stuff like the rest of the world.
Right.
What I knew when we were filming, again, we found out about the whole kid situation on my breakup day. So
Halloween, you said, but you got too much going on.
I ain't got time.
I talked with her one time on camera about it, and then that
You're
was
like,
it.
I gotta focus on me.
Yeah, and then I was pulled out. They're like, okay, we're done with you. Right. So I didn't really get to talk too much about it. I was told again the sperm donor situation as well, right. And then I was also told that it wasn't like intentional the second time. It was a little bit confusing, but I also didn't ask questions because I'm like, well, they have it figured out. Cool. Now that all this stuff is coming out, it is very telling. I will say my support is always for Ashley. Tyler is her husband, but my friend is Ashley, and I want her to make the right decision. I think she's doing the best she can in this situation. However, like I've said to her, and she's agreed, he has to talk about it. It's not her story, and she's also being, what we have to consider, she's being told things by him. So it's like,
right,
first of all, who's PR trying you? Second of all,
right, no for sure that, but then also I like you, how you were like, how even she said that he has to talk about it, he still came on the reunion and lied. I feel like that could have been the opportunity to take and, like, you know, come clean about the whole situation.
But what I will say to Ashley's defense, and we talked about this yesterday, remember? I was just like, you don't know. We don't know what she's being fed. And you know how manipulative men are. You don't know what she's being fed at the end of the day. And it, but I will say at the reunion, it did seem a little scripted.
It seemed from like both of them. Yeah, like, it's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It seemed scripted. It's like, this is what we're going to say. This is how it's going to go.
This is how we're going to act when the thing
but
comes up.
But I will say from the jump, like, you know, she's going to choose whoever she wants to be with in that situation. But I would have literally, nah. The moment you told me, I'm out of there. Because they had multiple, and she said that there was like, there was multiple.
So many times
where he talking about kids and marriage. And first
it
of all.
It was wild.
You talk about baby names? Yeah. You're not telling me your own kids' names?
Son, pussy must be going crazy. Oh, I'm not even lying to you.
She probably be closed up. No, it really do though. But no, that's insane. How could you? Because you just said y'all will have 5-hour dates. Yeah. Y'all really getting to know each other to the point of I love you. How can you sit up there and say you love me, but you not telling me this is a major factor in your life?
I don't know how he went all the pods, all of Cabo, and not said anything.
Yes, exactly. No, psychotic.
Okay, but that just shows you what kind of person that is. Even like that. I'm sorry. Like, however he has acted towards you. That doesn't matter because this huge thing that this is not a small thing. This is
no,
not,
this is,
I forgot to tell you I'm missing my pinky toe. No, this is, I got children.
Pinky toe's also crazy, bitch, because I want all 10 toes. Right, I'm sorry.
But you pinky toe is wild.
This is not something light. And then you guys are over here talking about kids, looking me dead square in my eyes.
That was insane.
And not, this is the perfect opportunity.
The deception.
I'm okay right now. Thank you. I don't know. I think it's so weird. It's so strange.
No, it was strange as well. But
I
like,
would never trust him ever.
Yeah, no,
life.
I'm not gonna lie to you either. But also, it's literally like it's kind of like speed dating on 1,000. You speed date with talking to somebody. It's like kind of like FaceTime, but literally against the wall. FaceTime, and then you living with somebody. Honestly, you don't even know somebody's true colors till like years. But they have that 3-month mask. You know that 3-month mask.
Oh yeah.
So it's like you know the 3-month, and so like y'all are like jumping past all of these things and like being on camera while doing it is insane. But I do have a random question. Besides all that, how was the sex?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Hold
and
on.
Don't lie.
Before we get to that, I just want to.
Oh wait. Before we get to that, wait. What?
I want to just finish this whole Tyler and Ashley thing really quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna paint the picture like this. So.
Wah wah.
I'm sorry. But just to give Ashley some grace in this, because again,
no, and I understood the grace part because it's like you don't know what men are manipulative. So I want to say I did understand that.
And the thing is, like, what he told her again, I don't know what he told her before they got married. I just know some things were said. I know he did lie. She admitted that he did lie about some things, and then he came clean about some things. I know we found out some things later, and then I know that the baby mama came out and said the natural conception happened. She said that after we filmed the reunion. So it's like certain questions weren't being able to be asked. Also, I know that she had allegedly spoke to the baby mama during this time. And again, we're talking about a year since we filmed, a whole year gap. And they're like living together, developing their life together, like really growing. And then it's like, fuck, now I got to deal with this. Right. And she's trying to navigate it. But
Which is a hard thing to navigate. But I mean, I don't know, like, I just personally couldn't. I think that's like a real deal breaker for me when it has to do with children.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not
it,
fair.
It is.
And it's like, if you would act like this towards your own innocent, these are innocent children.
Yeah.
And you brought these children into the world. If you have a child with me, what are you going to do? Could you wake up one day and decide to switch up on my innocent child who has nothing to do with anything? Like, regardless or not, at the end of the day, Ashley is a woman who came into his life just now. These children, you're going to be in their life forever and ever and ever, ongoing and forever. Like, this is always going to be my child. It's always going to be their father. So I don't know. It's just too telling of character.
I get what you're saying, because I wouldn't deal with someone who didn't take care of their children either. Yeah. But have y'all seen the episode of Friends where like Ross did basically the same thing?
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
Where he basically was the same thing, and then he was like, "But it's really tricky. If I was a man, well, I can't say that. But if I was a man, I wouldn't give it to somebody that I know because I would want to be a part of that child's life." It's just, I get what she's saying though.
Which he was.
Exactly. It's like you can't just literally up and turn the page and flip the switch. But I digress to that. Like, you know, that's Ashley and that's her man. And
just stay tuned. More stuff is gonna.
Oh, so wait, you know the tea because they divorced or something?
No.
I'm just kidding.
They're not divorced. Wait, but I'm saying like just more stuff. I feel like he's finally going to talk.
Okay, that's good.
And I
good.
Feel like there's more things that are going to come out. So.
Okay, good. Yeah,
well, I want to hear shit from him personally.
I'm sure you don't, but.
So answer my question.
I know.
The sex. How was the sex?
I know for me. Okay, I'm not answering that. But okay. All right. I know for me. I know what to do. So.
Oh, so you get it on and pop.
I know what I'm doing. Okay. I can't speak for other people though. Okay.
So you didn't think that he knew what he was doing.
We are being messy. I don't want to say. Oh God.
No. Just say it. I'll say it for you, and you can shake your head like
there
this.
There was one moment where he did something, and I was like,
"What did you spin your mouth?"
No.
Oh.
Okay.
One time that happened to me, and it was like not. It was not. I wasn't ready for it. So he just randomly was like,
oh my God.
And no. I was like, hold on. Yeah.
But this is another thing I will say about how this experiment works is like, y'all are fucking high speed dating. I tell Winter all the time, I was like, sometimes you have to teach men how to have sex with you. You have to teach that. And it's like, you don't have enough time to be able to teach that shit already. Like, but automatically.
They're grown. They're not young.
No, it doesn't. I was young when I told you about that.
When you're teaching people how to fuck. About 20 something.
Yeah. No. It's still, you have to.
Well, you
to,
just teach them what you like. I would say that.
Yeah, it's exploring people's bodies. You still, like, I always say the first time having sex isn't the best. Like, I've always, my experiences have never been the best the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe the second and third are like, all right, we're getting better. We're doing good. You know what I'm saying? So was it like that for you?
It was great the first night. I really didn't have to coach him on a lot of things, but he's not an intimate person like that.
Right. Mm. He's not a passionate man.
He's not, and he doesn't really like to do that stuff often. I mean, he said that he wasn't affectionate. Like he can have his moments, but it's not like.
So he's not a sexual person.
Not really. No.
So do you feel like you were more sexual? Like absolutely. I need to have sex. Yeah. Like absolutely. This is what I need for myself.
Yeah.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, that is a tricky situation. I need my man to be like.
Yeah.
A rabid animal for me, and I want to be the one to be like chill.
Yeah.
Like
chill,
you know, the other way around, I can't do it. It gives too. Too feminine. That's too feminine for me.
Speaking of feminine, of another relationship that I just recently thought about, literally just now from this conversation. Okay, it's Ramses and Marissa.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Talking about speaking of feminine.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, because look, she know I binge watched it in a day.
She did.
So literally, like, okay, first of all, I was obsessed with Marissa's, like, personality. Like, yeah, I really like was. Her. Like, I loved her, like, infectious personality. Like, I loved it. I think she was a sweetheart. Why the hell was no one talking about that he had her panties on during the breakup?
Okay, he did not have on a thong.
What did he have on?
His shirt was tucked in, and there's a small part, because I promise you, I thought the same thing, too. There's a small part, like a clip, where you can see that it was hanging off. It's not a thong.
It was clipped, so he had on a onesie?
No, his shirt was just tucked in back.
I was like, she's too pretty, too nice, too sweet to be crying over a man that be wearing her panties.
No, Ramses did not have a thong on, and we talked about it, too. He did not have a thong.
Okay, well, he needs to clear that up. Because that's something that
it's what he deserves. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, honestly.
Wait, okay, another question. This was what I was confused about. Why was he saying that she was too much? Because I feel like they didn't really show how she was too much.
They didn't show shit but hands.
So I was like, did he think she was too much emotionally? Or
I honestly don't know. I think he was just saying from his own personal experience, like, he dealt with her on a day-to-day.
Right.
We didn't. Mm-hmm. So she does have a very bubbly, energetic personality.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, he had said, like, on the show, it was cool in the pods, but, like, now every day, like.
Damn. And that's
draining.
That's such gut-wrenching to hear. Like, if I were to be her, that's like, damn, you. It's like you really don't even like me, like from who I am.
But it's, like, it's different in the pods because in the pods, all you're doing is talking. So you want somebody that's, like, hyper and really, like, energetic because it's, like, it keeps the time going and everything. But
So it's just more an energetic thing. I thought it was more like maybe she's. like emotional?
I think it was just an energy thing. Like maybe when you're coming home from work, and this is just my assumption. Maybe when he's coming home from work and he just doesn't want to have all that attention.
Energy. Yeah, no, maybe. And I understand, but that also is like what you
so
understand.
Pretty.
Yeah,
crazy.
She was. It so really beautiful. Annoyed me. It really did annoy me that I was like, she shouldn't even be crying over this
man with these two freaking
two little raggedy ratty dreads.
Oh my god, right. We love.
They got to cut them things off.
No, he did, and he is cute. He's cute, but it annoyed me to see her like that sad over that, and I'm like, you crying over this man and he got your thong on. But now that we know it wasn't. Okay, a question. Messy.
I'm crying.
Just kidding. Who was your favorite couple? Like, who did you ship the most out of, like, In Love Is Blind this season?
I really did love Ashley and Tyler.
Okay. Oh, really?
Okay. I've spent so much time with them.
Bias.
I'm very cool with Taylor, but I didn't really get to know Garrett like that. But me
and that was the other couple that got married.
Yeah, me and Tyler have a friendship. Kind of so do me and Ashley. So it just worked.
Mm-hmm. So it just worked, and that's what you like.
And plus, I dated Tyler for a while too, so I knew him.
You get it. You got it.
Right.
See, I don't want none of my friends knowing nothing.
Not like that though. Like it was just
they didn't like meet.
Yeah, it was just fun.
When you see the face to like the conversation, like were there anybody that you'd be like, damn, I wish I would have like gotten with?
No.
Did you think Tyler was more attractive than Tim?
I didn't look at him like that. Because it's just because that was my friend's. Can't think like that, like at all.
Like, take a second to be
Yeah, because like, that's my friend's man. Like, yeah. But, same. Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Who was your least favorite couple?
Probably Nick and Hannah, just because they didn't get along. Yeah. I was like, damn, y'all lasted a really long time.
Yeah, right, like, why are y'all leaving?
Y'all lasted longer than us.
Right. That no for right. real. Yeah, they did last a really long time, and I was very shocked about that. I don't even know. I'm like at some point, I was like, okay, they're just trying to be on this show because there's no way. Yeah, I can't even imagine them having sex.
Yeah, no, honestly, but her glow up was amazing. But also, these are random questions because we've been all over the place in this episode. I know it hasn't been strategic like how the episode was like goes bed and bed, but we just be thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to let you know, my mouth dropped when they showed your apartment.
Oh my god, I knew you were gonna say that.
I know, I'm not even lying. I was like, Alex.
Yeah, no, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Because please, you couldn't text one of your homegirls and be like, hey girl, I know they're gonna come to my apartment.
Right. I've had friends go clean my house if I have a little light work coming over.
It ain't even just a man, it is a camera crew. What was that?
And he said that you cleaned up before. That was the cleaned up.
He said that?
Yes, he said that was cleaned up.
Oh, I actually had a cleaning crew that came. So, okay.
What?
Listen.
They said, we're not touching.
Because when I tell you, everyone has been like, yeah, Tim's a narcissist, Tim's this, but her apartment's messy. I'm like, all right, let it go.
All right. Y'all got one negative thing to say about me.
Okay, so I left on a Sunday. That Saturday, I had a cleaning lady. She cleaned my entire apartment.
No, she didn't.
Except for... Shut up. Shy. Let me finish.
Apparently not.
Okay, sorry.
Except for my room.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And in my room, I had all these clothes, as you saw. Right. Because I'm trying to go through, like, I might be out here for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Right. I don't know what we're doing. They're giving me a detailed list. I ordered tons of clothes, too. So I'm like, what am I wearing?
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, I'm going to handle my room. You just handle everything else. Mm-hmm. Which she did. The only thing was, once I started going through all my clothes, I'm like, wait, oh, now I have this. I need to, like, give to Goodwill or something. Or, I need to sell this.
No, I've seen you show that.
Yeah. And I'm, like, wait, okay, hold on. Okay, well, I only got about, like, 7 more hours. Let me just start bagging shit up.
Yeah.
So I start putting stuff in trash bags. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to just label this and I'm going to handle this later. Mm-hmm. But when it came down to, like, filming, I'm like, look. I have all these trash bags of just clothes, literally just clothes. And I'm like, I'm just going to have them in my closet. I told my producer this. I'm like, I really don't want to go in there because I just need a day. Right. We literally, that was like the first thing we did when we got back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have a day. And I like called one of my homegirls like, maybe I can put the bag in your car. I don't know. Right. They blocked it.
Hide it in the closet.
They were not.
They said you couldn't move it.
Producers blocked that. They said no. They had already somebody at my apartment making sure nobody was coming in there.
What?
Blocked it.
They said we want you to think she dirty.
No. Not even just that. They just like we want it to be authentic. Yeah. We don't want nothing.
Fake. Not this authentic.
And I was like,
pack it up.
I literally was like, no, it's just literally bags of clothes.
Yeah.
And then my producer was like, it's okay, but we're gonna have to take all these bags and like just put them everywhere just for staging of cameras. Okay. So when you're seeing the bags of clothes in the living room, the kitchen, that was not there. Right. They were in
It was my, in one place.
It was in my room, in my closet. And I'm just like, bro, come on. And she's like, well, your husband would need to see this. I said, He would never see my place
like this.
Nah,
they knew what they was doing. They knew, but producers always know what they're doing.
And the thing is, Tim knew that. That's why everyone's like, oh, Tim stopped dating you because of the room. He didn't. He knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And when he came in, they didn't show that. He was like, your bed's made. Your vanity's clean. Your house is clean. It's just, you just got bags of clothes. Yeah. I just didn't know you had this many clothes.
It's two different types of dirty. Like y'all did say, it's that food
there's clothes dirty,
dirty
and that food dirty. Mm-hmm.
So I do have a question. What was like, if you were to, like, once you look back, was there anything cringe? It's a two-sided question. Anything cringe, one, and then two, like, what was like added on by production or like forced on production? And what was like really like the real, was so much force?
I was like,
question.
Nothing was really forced. They don't try to force. They try to just be like, okay, doing dinner today.
Okay.
You know, maybe talk about whatever. But they don't tell you to say anything.
Right, like you have to say this.
Like when we had our dinner for the night before I met his parents, which he was like telling me he had doubts, that was supposed to be like our fun date night. They're like, oh, we're finally going to have a fun date night and everything. And also, we were already annoyed because we're like, we're having Mexican food again. We already came from Cabo.
Yeah.
We had Mexican food like 2 days before. We're tired of eating Mexican food. We want something different. Mm-hmm. And so we're there. And then we're just like arguing. And they're like, we're really disappointed, guys. You guys are supposed to have fun. And we're like, no, we're not having fun.
Right. So they weren't forcing anything. They were just letting things happen organically. Okay, that's good.
They would just like suggest.
Okay. Okay.
But they're like, do what you want.
So, I'm sorry. So watching it back, did you see anything that was just like, cringy? Not even from you, or just like from like the whole like, just like show in general?
So many things.
Do you regret it? Like, would you do reality TV again?
I would, but never a dating show.
Right. You're like, nah. Especially when real feelings are involved.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I had to go to therapy after that.
Really? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Therapy is a good option, but I mean, shit. I would think you would too, because that's just like not even like a normal.
Like I already was in therapy just regularly, but I really had to go to therapy after that because I was just like, what did I just like I felt like I had like a mindfuck of a relationship. Like all the gaslighting, all the like dictating and me having to pretty much. My producer said I was self-sacrificing. She was like, you're not yourself. You're literally compromising to the point where you're not even doing anything that you want to do anymore.
Right.
So I'm like, I had to get back to who I was.
That's good. Yeah. So what's next for you? Like, what's next? What do we see from Alex moving forward after Love is Blind season 7?
Next up is the reason why I made my dress is because nobody got to really learn that that's what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting a clothing brand.
Can I get something?
So what is the name of it, right?
Lexara. I'll plug you on that.
Plug us on all of that, okay?
Yeah.
So are you going to stay in D.C., right?
For now. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Are you dating anyone else?
No.
Because, okay, so.
Shut that down, quit.
No, absolutely not.
So maybe I'm still in therapy.
So you haven't dated anyone?
No, I've dated.
I've
been on dates. I've spun the block back to old people, you know?
As to Tim?
Need to.
No.
Okay, oh, God, you spun the block back to Tim?
No. Like exes or old flings, but.
So no, you just like focusing on you and just focusing on your business. Yep. Okay, that's good.
Girl power.
So we appreciate you for coming on here. We appreciate you, giving us the inside scoop.
Yes, we got a lot of tea.
We get a lot of tea.
I went hard on the Tyler and Ashley situation.
No, you just explained it.
But you know, that's really hot.
No, but that's how a lot of women feel the same way. It's just like, it is like, I want a man who's able to take care of his children, because that's foresight into how you're going to take care of our kids, you know?
Right.
So no, you didn't go into that.
Okay.
But you're fine. But literally, we appreciate you.
We love you.
Plug anything else you have going on, you know, your social media, everything else that you got.
Yeah, don't make fun of me because it's childish, but Pretty Little Birdie is my.
Aw, that's cute.
It's on every platform.
Okay, perfect.
And then, Lexara, LEXARA.com.
Oh, so you have a website and everything? Yeah. Okay, perfect. If you don't know,
put it in the description.
And she's going to put the picture in of her.
Of everything.
Of her reunion dress, because it really is fire.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Yes, thank you.
You look
girl.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, guys.
I'm like, why missing shoe?